Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with the cinnamon. Love Earth Tour. Down by the July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
The following is a presentation of KSL Sports. First and 12. A total roundup of this weekend's BYU football and the new look Big 12 Conference. First and 12 is sponsored by Macy's Grocery Store. Your hosts are Mitch Harper and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome on in, everybody. It is another edition of First and 12 right here on KSL News Radio and the KSL Sports Zone every Sunday, 10 to noon. Hey, I hope you fell back this week. I hope we got an extra hour of sleep. That was courtesy of the folks at First and 12. Mitch and I decided, you know what, let's throw those clocks back and give everybody a little extra hour of sleep on a Sunday. So every Sunday we're going to be right here with the First and 12. It's been fun. I mean, we're going through, we're already almost week 10 on this thing, Mitch. And so let's get to more of this reaction of this BYU 37-7 loss last night in Morgantown against the West Virginia Mountaineers. Kalani Sitake, after the game, giving his thoughts right off the bat, congratulating West Virginia on a heck of a game.
Tough game, and congratulations to West Virginia. I thought they played a great game, made a lot of plays, got a lot of yards on us. It felt like they could just do whatever they wanted, and we couldn't create any momentum. We couldn't get things going, and we got to be better. I think it just shows you this conference isn't easy. And so you can't just show up and think that because you have a great fan base that's going to be there cheering for you, that it's going to be easy. And Neil proved it with his team, with what West Virginia did to us. And in all three phases, we lost the game in all three phases. So time to regroup, time to get back and get home and play this next game. But got to learn. It's going to be a tough film to watch, but we got to watch it and learn from it. And do it with a positive attitude. There's still a lot to play for. We've got to find a way to get that bowl eligible win, so we can take advantage of the extra game, spend more time together, for another game, but also extend the season and extend our opportunity to develop our guys still. So we have a lot of things to work on, but there's some good things to, believe it or not, there's some good things that we saw from our team. And we'll keep highlighting that and try to gain momentum as a team in all three phases. Try to get it just seems like every time something was going well, that we found a way to not keep it going, But you have to give credit to West Virginia for doing the way they played. I thought they played hard and tough, and we couldn't match their intensity, and that's not a good sign. So we've got to find a way to regroup and learn from this. And characteristic loss for us, but I felt like the guys, for the most part, fought. We just need all 11 guys in the field doing the right things. It seems like we're so late in the season and we're still making mistakes. And then fundamentally, we're not playing well with fundamentals. We're not blocking right. We're whiffing on blocks. We're not tackling well. We're not using the right proper technique. We're playing missed assignment football. And that's something that we've got to fix, and that's what I got to get done the next week. I think we can bounce back from this, and it's good that we're going to be home. But going on the road and getting a win is not easy, and so that seems like a difficult thing for us to deal with. But we'll have to worry about that after. Right now we're going to go home for a home game, and I'd like to fix the errors and the missed assignments and the stuff that we can fix right now. And then saw a lot of new bodies on the field, so we'll have some great competition. And with guys that are redshirting that are available now, we'll see how it works, how it looks. And some guys that are banged up, hopefully we get some guys back, and hopefully some guys are able to play next week. So, but we'll have to deal with injuries if they come, just like everybody else. But we do have the redshirt guys to go to if we need to get there.
Well, Lonnie, was this a new low for your offensive line you called out last week to protect?
Yeah, I thought, and I had to watch the film, but I just felt like there was just too many whiffs, and by that we were just unblocked guys, and whether it's a run game or the pass pro, it wasn't good enough. And Jake Jake battled. I mean, I don't know if you guys agree with that or not, but he battled. He played hard. He threw the ball with great velocity and accuracy. And then there's sometimes, I mean, it's his first game starting. I thought he made a couple mistakes, but the effort was there and the energy, and he never quit. And so I like what he did in the game. We just couldn't piece momentum together. Not converting the fourth downs hurt, and not making plays, and then turnovers, and then get a penalty. And I don't know what the penalties were. Yeah, 10 penalties, that's not our football. That's not us, and that's disappointing. So the fact that we had 10 penalties upsets me. It means that we played undisciplined football. And, and that usually happens when you're not executing the right way with the technique. And so we're playing undisciplined football, and that's not good.
Did Jake play well enough to start next week, or will Keaton be back, or where are you on this?
Yeah, Keaton's been playing banged up for a little bit now, you know, and this the Texas game kind of put him in some danger, and just he couldn't really in competition between him and Jake. Jake was 100%, and he's healthy and good to go, and we save his redshirt year. You know what I mean? So. The competition will still happen. I think for Keaton, it's a day-to-day, week-to-week type of deal. So, but we'll play the best guy. And if someone's injured and they can play at a high level, then that's what we go with. If not, we'll play with the healthy guy that can go. And we have a number of players, and not just quarterback, but other positions that can contribute and help us win.
Do you feel like the pass blocking has regressed in the last couple of weeks when you're throwing out the
film? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the sacks were, but we gave up 3 sacks, and it just seemed like Jake was probably running a little bit too much and couldn't settle his feet. And so maybe they got some hurries, and I think he took some shots, you know. So, from not watching the film, I would say yeah, because when Jake has time, and I've said this before, when Keaton has time, we can usually make the right throws and go through our progression and our reads. And there's a couple times where I think Jake had to just tuck it and run, and that's not a good sign for us. So I know West Virginia is a really good team. I mean, I don't know why that team got picked last. They're a really good team. They have tons of talent, and Neil does a great job coaching them. That's the I thought this was a, other than the scoreboard and the game, this was a really cool experience to be here. I enjoyed being. I thought that it's a beautiful area, just love being in the setting. I've always seen West Virginia and on TV and stuff like that, so it was nice to be here. And unfortunately, you know, hearing them sing that song, I guess they do it after wins, and so I guess I don't want to hear that anymore. But passionate fans, and I think that I like it being around those settings and being around areas that love their team, and I think they could be a real difference maker for their team at home if they just keep coming to the games. It was a really cool environment.
Colin, you talked about how disappointed you are with some of the missed assignments. You have a good grasp on why that's happening this late in the year?
Yeah, and I think that that there's a number of reasons for that, and it all depends on who you're talking about and which position. So all that has to be evaluated. It needs to be corrected, and that's what I got to do as a head coach, you know, find a way to get our guys to play at a higher level. And we've done it before. And so and sometimes the competition, you just have to play the guys that can go. Right now we have the availability to play everybody. And so we might have to go young in some spots, and we might have to keep competition. For me, the competition's open. You know, I owe it to the fans and to everybody else and to our team to play the best guys. And so it's going to be fun to see these guys compete and fight for playing time so that this doesn't show up again.
What can you hang your hat on with this team going down the stretch?
Well, they keep believing in each other. You know, it's just a matter of us putting it all together and creating momentum. The guys... This isn't going to fracture our team and the culture. The guys are together. They're unified. There's no pointing fingers, they know that we can play better. And so there's going to be a personal responsibility that everybody has to do. They have to do the 111th on the field. They're 120th on the team as a team member. You know, and that goes for coaches, staff, and players. We're all in this together as a program. So we've got to find ways to be more effective as a team and play better.
What was your line of thinking going forward on 4th-and-2, near midfield on your first possession?
Yeah, I think we've always had, we've always felt good about that, and for some reason we weren't able to convert, and that's, I think you have to give credit to them making the play, but I didn't, you know, after I rethink it, I think maybe we had a if we're not having a lot of success on that, then maybe don't do it. But in hindsight, I mean, that's I, yeah, I mean the regrets isn't something I'm going to live off of. I'm just going to try to be better and make the better decision next time.
And that's head coach Kalani Sitake. You could hear it in his voice. I mean, there's frustration there. I mean, I think Kalani kept it as professional as he can. It's interesting setup too, because in the media room, it's me and three other media members locally, and then Tom Homo, Kalani's boss, is staring right at him.
Yeah.
Just staring at him, and I feel like that kind of sets up Kalani to where he's not giving maybe the answers he wants to say. I mean, ultimately, it's going to get to his boss anyway, but it's kind of a unique dynamic, I got to say, in that press conference with Tom the past few weeks in that press room.
Just next week, just have him standing right in front of him, staring him down. It gets more interesting every time. All right, we'll take another break here. We'll come back, discuss our Big 12 game of the week, and of course, it was Bedlam for the last time, at least in the foreseeable future. We got to figure out how to get this game played more often. But how Oklahoma State has turned not just their season around, they turned Oklahoma's season around yesterday in the most recent and final meeting in the Bedlam series. We'll talk about that next right here. It is 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. It is 102.7 FM KSL News Radio. This is First and 12.